Real Money Radio is brought to you today by Holland Financial. Since 1997, David Holland and his team have helped hundreds of investors plan their financial futures. Planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. Come see how simple and clear your future can be when you plan stronger. The consultation is free. Call 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to shift gears on you. I know we've hit a lot of heavy-duty financial topics, and I want to go to another area where there are expenses. I don't want to give anybody the wrong impression, but it's a little lighter subject, but a very important subject, and that is getting married, weddings. And weddings and marriage don't always go together. Sometimes people get married without having the wedding, but for the traditional wedding, which can also be very non-traditional and can be done a lot of different ways, I've invited a wedding planner, that's the right way to put it, I think, to come into our office and come into the studio in the house. So Lindsay Dickinson is with me, and she is making her radio debut. She's very excited to be with me. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Nice to be here.
I'm glad you're here. And Lindsay, her company's name is, it's Lindsay Rachel Events.
Yes.
All right. And I already got the answer to that. I'm like, why Lindsay Rachel? Your name's Lindsay Dickinson, but she's answered that for me. That's your...
My middle name.
Your middle name. All right. So the website for today's program is LindsayRachelEvents.com, and the telephone number is 386 local area code 316-0040. Got it. All right. 316-0040. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're going to do with Lindsay is we're going to talk about wedding planning and why hire a wedding planner. That's a great question, because a lot of people, you know, are cost conscious, and or they think, well, it's just going to be this small little thing, or you know what, my mother-in-law wants to handle the whole thing.
Definitely.
That was a softball, wasn't it?
The mother-in-law, yes. Why hire so the couple can enjoy their day? I get a lot of people that say, oh, I'll just do it myself. Well, do you want to be worried about lighting the candles? Do you want to be worried about when should we cut the cake? I want couples to enjoy their day. I don't even want the parents to be involved to the point where they're working. Everyone should enjoy that day. It's one of the most important days of your lives, and you should be able to just sit back, enjoy, and remember every moment.
Very good. So, you know, because there's so much that's happening all at once, and I remember when I got married, there was a... You got to make sure everybody gets paid, and somebody didn't pay somebody, and somebody was upset, and
right.
And then it, you know, we took care of it later. But it's just so many things happening all at once.
Yes,
and it's just a ton to do. So okay, so I want to ask the question: What got you into this?
Mainly my own wedding. We had a very laid back wedding, very enjoyable, but I saw where I could help others. I totally enjoyed planning my wedding. I loved it. But I saw other people saying, you know, I don't know how to do this. Who's going to be doing this when I'm getting ready? Who's going to be setting up the reception?
Yeah.
Who's going to be making sure the vendors are arriving? And I have always been in jobs where I've been office manager, and I'm very detailed, oriented, organized. And I was like, how can I help these people? So I started getting into it, and with friends started doing a couple baby showers and parties, and it just went off from there. People
cool.
started spreading the word.
That's the best kind. That word of mouth advertising is it. So the website, though, LindsayRachelEvents.com, they can get more information on how you guys do what you do there.
Yes,
understanding.
There's information on packages, different packages, and all that we do.
Yeah, because that's we're going to jump. We're not going to wait to the end. We're going to jump right to that question, because a lot
okay.
of times people wonder about the cost. They're like, golly, I'm already spending this much on this and this much on
right.
that. And so first, let's answer this question. Who pays for the person to do this? Is it, what are you seeing? I mean, I imagine you see all different things. Is it a gift from the parents? Is it something that the bride or the groom or in non-traditional marriages? What are you seeing being a trend?
Most trend now is bride and groom paying.
Okay.
I am seeing parents, you know, giving a certain amount, or parents paying as well. But a lot of the time it's the bride and groom paying.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. So give us an order of magnitude. Give us a ballpark of, or a range, or give me an idea. Because somebody's saying, okay, well, What is it? Give me an idea what it's going to cost me. Are we talking about $100? Are you talking about $1 million? You know, obviously somewhere in between there, but right. But give me an idea of what we're talking about.
My packages start at $950.
Okay.
That is for the month of planning. That includes rehearsal, timeline for this day of. I contact all the vendors, confirm everything with them, make sure there's nothing missing in the wedding that, you know, I forgot a toss bouquet or I forgot, you know, enough cake.
Okay.
That kind of thing. And it also includes day of coordination. This is from beginning to end.
And
starts at 9:50.
Okay. And depending on what somebody wants, there's things beyond that they might want.
Exactly. I have like a partial planning package and a complete planning package. That's where you pretty much give me your wedding and say, here's my vision. Do it.
That would be me. That's what I would do. When do I need to be there? Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, because I think people need to understand that to start with, because it's, you know, so many things people feel like, oh, well, I don't know what that works. Okay. So here's the next question, because I deal a lot with this in the work I do as a financial planner. What should people look for in a wedding planner? I would imagine it would be fair to say that all wedding planners are not created equal.
That's correct.
As Lindsay's eyes get big saucers. So what are some of the things that people should look for? How can they separate the good from not as good?
The first thing to look for is licensed. Do they have a business license? Because there are a lot of pop-up planners. And they just are, enjoy doing this. But they don't take it seriously. It's more
not
of a hobby.
Mm.
And they aren't licensed. So I see that as you don't take it serious enough. So look for someone that is licensed and that does this as a full-time job.
Okay. And how about references? Is that something?
References, yes. Reviews, read their references, reviews, get to know them, meet with them, see if your personalities click, if you are talking well with each other and get along.
That's good. Okay. So use your gut, use your head.
Yes.
Yeah, and kind of get a sense of what people are about. Okay. And then what should, you mentioned a little bit before, but Lindsay, what should I expect, or what should we expect the planner to do? I mean, you mentioned different packages, but what are some of the things that we should have as the client expect to be done?
It honestly depends on the package that you choose, if I need to customize a package. But if you do, say, the month of coordination, you should expect a timeline of the day so that all the vendors and yourselves know what's happening at each hour. And also setting up, you don't want to be worried about, I need to put the linens on. I need to do the centerpieces. And also coordination throughout the day. This includes the bridesmaids walking down when, lining people up, when the music starts, getting people to go to the reception at a timely manner.
Yeah, it's not just planning the wedding. It's really planning and conducting. It's almost like a conductor behind the scenes with their little stick, you know. And
yeah, you're conducting people. You're mainly just taking all the people and kind of herding them to the right location.
Herding cats into the appropriate place. Interesting. That's funny. Well, I think that a lot of times people, they don't know what the person does. So like, well, what do I need somebody to do that for? I can book the wedding hall, or I can do this, or I can do that.
Right.
And so that, I guess, some of the different packages you do, it could be very elaborate. Can you think of one maybe where it was really, somebody did something really unusual or different, that you give an example of some of the things that people do?
People do all kinds of things. I love when I see their personalities come through. I've had weddings very, very simple where it's just the two of them. I've had, 200 people weddings. I've had to coordinate a butterfly
release. Oh boy.
Yeah. And that was interesting because we had to let these butterflies go, but not all of them would go off.
They wouldn't leave.
They wouldn't leave. They
wouldn't
weren't awake
around.
Enough.
Yeah.
And so it's, timing everything like this. It's getting people to a different place. If the locations are, half an hour apart, well, you got to put that travel time in there. So
good point.
It's just, I've seen everything from rainouts to...
Well, what do you do then?
You have a plan B.
Okay.
You always have a plan B. Sometimes I come into a wedding, sometimes a week before. People are, they get stressed out and nervous, and they're like, I don't know how to do this. Are you available? Sure. I'll help you out. So that is very last minute, but it happens. And I always ask first thing, do you have a plan B? And sometimes I get a no.
Yeah.
So I have to figure out, okay, well, we have to have a plan B. This is Florida. The weather changes constantly, especially during summer.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just one of those things that you just deal with.
Wow, that's crazy. If you're just joining us, Lindsay Dickinson is sharing with us the wedding planning and conducting. Her website is lindsayrachelevents.com. But quick break, and we'll be right back.
What if in the time it takes to eat lunch, you could potentially strengthen your financial future? Would you invest 1 hour to plan stronger? If you spend just 1 hour with certified financial planner David Holland, you'll get simple, straightforward advice to help you plan stronger. And if you already have a financial plan, isn't it worth an hour to get a second opinion? There is no cost or obligation to meet with David. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com for more information.
We're back with Lindsay Rachel Dickinson, lindsayrachelevents.com. And one of the other things I want to make sure we got to, we're talking about weddings, and we talked a little bit about the payments. If somebody's doing a larger package or something more involved, do they have to pay all at once? They pay you when it's all done? Do you have like a payment plan? How does it work? I mean,
I do a payment plan. They pay a retainer,
okay,
and that blocks off the date, so I know definitely they're serious and let's get started.
Okay.
And then throughout the time, whether it's, you know, a short amount of time or if it's, say, the complete planning package, where I'm usually there with them for at least a year, sometimes two
years.
So I usually do like a monthly billing.
Okay.
And then final payment is due 2 weeks prior.
Okay, good. Otherwise, they're on their own.
Yes.
Okay, so you mentioned something that surprised me. You've had some that you've been involved for as long as 2 years or
yes.
more?
Yeah, wow. Some people are, and I love it when they come that early because I know that they take the planning side seriously.
Very good. Same thing for me for planning people's financial
yes.
futures. And then one of the other things I wanted to make sure we got to, what are some of the, we've talked about some of them, what are some of the other misconceptions, Lindsay, about involving a wedding planner in getting it put together?
I think a lot of people don't see the worth. They're like, well, I can do this.
Right.
Well, okay, you tell people when to come, when to be at a certain location. You tell the photographer, okay, you have 10 more minutes with them. You tell the DJ, okay, we need to do this at this time. Are you going to clean up at the end of the night?
Mm.
Do you as a bride and groom want to do that? No. Most of the time, no. You want to go either to the hotel, you want to go to an after party with friends. You don't want to be worried about the cleanup and getting everything cleaned up at the reception, the gifts.
It's a lot to keep track of.
It is a lot to keep track of, and you don't want to be worried about that on the day of
your
wedding.
Well, a lot of times people are flying in or they're coming in if you're having a family and friend wedding and you want to spend time with them, not get
exactly.
bogged down with some of these details.
Yeah, the last thing you want to be worried about is when your caterer is going to show up.
Well, and let's come to that's another point I wanted to get to, and I think I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think this is something that a lot of people don't know about, is that you are used to working with these vendors.
Yes.
We're not.
Exactly.
You know, and so you know what's reasonable, you know what's not, you know, and you can even negotiate, and you may have worked with that vendor before, you may be able to get pricing that we can't get. You literally could recapture the cost of your services through savings or not getting gouged.
Yes. Yeah, most of the time this is their first wedding. They don't know exactly what they're doing.
I didn't know it was going to cost that much. Well, it doesn't.
Right.
Guess what? It doesn't. They just got you. You know, right?
Sometimes, yes. And sometimes you don't know, hey, do you really need this? Or do I really have to pay for, you know, this cake cutting fee? No, not usually. So it's little things that I know, and I've worked with most of these vendors that I have that working relationship with them. And I know which ones work well for your wedding.
And which ones don't.
Exactly.
And maybe if some of them have conflicts. You sometimes have the vendors get into it and you have to kind of get in there and, you know, negotiate a ceasefire.
Yeah, I haven't come across that. I work with amazing vendors that are professional and I love working with them. So it's honestly, I love going to work.
Me too. And that's a good thing. So, you know, you talked about early on, talk about doing some of the planning. I mean, we're talking about from, you know, helping invitations, where to have events.
Right.
What else?
From making, stuffing the invitations. I keep track of RSVPs.
recommendations on where to register?
Exactly, where you want to register.
What about the showers and stuff, too?
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Yeah, I can go from beginning to end with you. If it just depends what they want, and how much they want me to be involved.
When does it end? I mean, when the wedding is complete, or what about, there's, of course, the gifts, the thank yous?
Usually about a week after the wedding, I touch base with them again and just say, hi, just want to say thank you. I enjoy being part of your day. And I just want to say hi because I built such a relationship mm-hmm. with them. Some of them become friends. So I just want to say hi. Hope your honeymoon was amazing and glad to have you back.
Have you had anybody want you to help them plan their honeymoon too?
I have had a couple requests and, you know, hasn't panned out to be anything like full on honeymoon planning, but right. I would absolutely love to. Yeah, definitely.
Just keep on going.
Right.
Plan the honeymoon.
Baby shower.
Yeah. keep right on going. Bring her back. That's very interesting. What else would we be surprised to know? You know, some of us have a glimpse. I don't watch a lot of reality TV because I just can't.
I don't either.
Take it very long, but we hear about the bridezillas and the you know, all the fighting and everything on the reality TV. Have you seen some of that? I mean, did you see? I mean, I imagine you have people that just freak. Oh yeah, you probably do.
I have never had a bridezilla.
Okay.
Reality TV is just that. It is staged.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have, in my 6 years, I have not had a bridezilla. I have had a couple parentzillas, but you know, it's it's just talking with them and seeing what we can do.
Yeah.
And that's just it. Communication.
That's good. The communication is the key because otherwise it's already a emotionally charged day.
Very emotionally charged, even if you don't know it. I see a lot of parents, they're like, oh, you know, whatever. It's just another day, that kind of thing. Yeah. And then when it starts, you see that dad just crying. I'm like, yeah, that's baby girl.
So. Yep. Yep. That's the thing. All right. Good to plan ahead. Lindsay Dickinson is in the studio with us, and it's lindsayrachelevents.com is the website. We'll grab a quick break. We'll come right back.
Do you know how to get the most from Social Security? Don't let a simple mistake prevent you from receiving all the benefits you've earned. David Holland recently showed a retiring couple how they could get an extra $84,000 in Social Security benefits over their expected lifetime. Wow! Don't leave your money on the table. Call Holland Financial today for your one-on-one appointment. David can do a free analysis for you and show you the optimal age to start drawing Social Security and filing techniques to maximize your benefits. There is no cost or obligation. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back. A little different show, but a very interesting show with Lindsay Dickinson. And the website, again, is lindsayrachelevents.com. We're talking about wedding planning. And we talked a little bit earlier about some of the different things that are involved with the wedding planning. And I've got a couple more things I want to get to, Lindsay, if we can. One is you mentioned for a lot of people, it's their first wedding. And so there's so much that they don't know.
Yes.
But do you also have people that maybe are getting married a second or more time or maybe later in life? Do you find that they are seeing the value in getting these kinds of services?
Yes. About 2 years ago, I had a couple and they were older and they realized, hey, we don't want to do this. You know, we're older. We don't really know what to do.
Right.
And
kind of
we
feel
want
like they've
to
been out of the loop for a while.
Right. Yeah. And they wanted to just sit back, enjoy that day, and enjoy their family and friends. And they were the sweetest couple ever. And at the end of the day, they were so happy. And that just makes my job complete.
That's cool. That's very good. And then we talked about the cost a little bit. And I mentioned how, since you know it and you know what to look for and what's reasonable and, you know, helping people avoid getting gouged, which we all hate when that mm-hmm. happens. And that's why, of course, we do some comparison shopping. But that's what your job is, to do the comparison shopping for us.
Right.
So what are some, in terms of actually saving, not just avoiding getting gouged, but what are some things that you could speak to that help to save money when somebody's planning a wedding? You know, what are some, for lack of a better word, ways to cut corners if you need to, you know, be a little more careful on the budget?
There are ways to cut corners. Before I do the cut corners, main place, main vendor to not cut corners is your photographer. That is the other
that's
than
the
your
big one.
That's the big one. That is the only thing you take away from your wedding day other than your marriage.
How about a video?
Video too is, you know, even if it's just the ceremony, you want to remember that because you, at the end of the day, you don't remember it and the day does fly by. So you want to be able to remember every moment and get that video that you want. Get the photographer that you fell in love with and spend the money there.
Don't skimp there.
Don't skimp there. There are other ways to cut corners. Say you have a large guest count, cut back on the cake, do a different dessert or do a sheet cake in the back. Do a, you know, smaller cake for the photos and the cutting and make everything served in the back.
Okay.
There's definitely other ways. A lot of people are like, well, I don't want to cut my guest count, but that does contribute to everything
because
you got to think per meal, it's, you know, say $75 per meal. Well, you have 100 people. That's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Cut even your bridal party if you need to because you got to think flowers for each person.
Yeah.
And there's ways to cut back. Another way to cut back is flowers. There are beautiful flowers, but get flowers that are in season.
Okay. Well, that's a good point. Good. Good. So what is one of the other things you mentioned is the number of people in the bridal party and all of that. The bride and groom could bear some expenses there. You know, there's certain customs that are expected, right?
Right. You got to think bridal party gifts, flowers for each of the girls, the bouquets, the boutonnieres. Some brides and grooms buy the dresses and the tuxes or rent the tuxes for the bridal party. And you got to also think there's travel expenses for the bridal party. There's expenses for them. So you want to make sure you don't have your bridal party spending so much.
Mm-hmm.
Think of different ways for them to save as well.
What's the best way? Because I know you'll know this. Is it to say, look, here, if you're planning the wedding and they've asked you to help them, what's the best approach? Is it to say, look, here's our budget and let's plan the wedding within it so that you can then say, here are all the different pieces? Or is it to say, well, here's what we want. How do we make that the cheapest? What's the best way to approach it?
I always like to know what their budget is.
Okay.
That way I know, okay, well, I need to go towards this vendor and not this more expensive vendor.
What are you finding people are spending now? What kind of?
Average is about $20,000 to $30,000.
Wow.
For a wedding. Wow. Now this, it depends.
I have to start saving now. I got two girls.
Yes, start saving now.
Okay.
It varies. You know, if they want a smaller wedding, you definitely save. If they want a larger, you know, you're going to pay more. But yeah, just start saving now.
It's going to get expensive because we've got inflation and we have school and some other things we want to plan for. And it's good stuff. Well, if you just joined us, Lindsay Dickinson's been our guest today talking about wedding planning and what to do and how to make some smart choices. And the website again is lindsayrachelevents.com. Lindsay, we appreciate you being on and kind of share
Thank
with us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, help us understand how all this works. And I wish you many, many marriages. How's that?
Thank
many,
you.
Many weddings. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.